Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, presented by Microsoft. Talking about the Baltimore Ravens, and we have to start with their defense. 10 takeaways that they forced in two games, and they're led by two veteran guys, Eric Weddle at safety and T. Sizzle, Terrell Suggs, the defensive end. But it's not just them, it's others as well. Let's jump into the film. Kevin Hogan is in at quarterback, and he gets flushed out of the pocket from a little bit of pressure from C.J. Mosley. And he's got Matthew Judon bearing down on him, and he makes a costly mistake. There could have been three guys that possibly could have made that interception. Takeaways are now the calling card of this Ravens defense. Now Kaiser is back in at quarterback, and he buys time getting outside the pocket and makes a young quarterback mistake. Never throw back to your left as you're scrambling to your right. And look at the veteran, Brandon Carr, undercutting the route, reading it perfectly. This team took advantage of the young quarterbacks in the Browns. Now the Ravens' offense is a work in progress. Their quarterback, Joe Flacco, had a back injury in the preseason. Marshall Yanda broke an ankle last week. They lost Danny Woodhead the week before that. So they're getting their running game going to allow time for Flacco's back to heal. Let's jump into their young running backs. And we'll start with Terrence West. An unbalanced line look with right tackle Austin Howard moved over to the left side. And look at the young running back get to the outside. He's got speed, he's got balance, and he's got vision. And most importantly, the Ravens are committed to the run. And they also have kind of a newcomer, Buck Allen. A young player that was drafted a few years ago, but limited play time. Had a nice 37-yarder against the Browns. His first extended play time in quite some time as a Raven. And you can see that they're starting to take the reins off of Joe Flacco. They're allowing him to throw the ball down the field more as that back gets better. And look at this throw to Jeremy Maclin. Dead on the money. Joe Cool has a little swagger back after last week.